بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected elders and dear brothers, mothers and honorable sisters. Last night we spoke of the third attribute of the muttaqin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of in the first few ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. And that is, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They voluntarily spend of whatever we have given them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever. It's not only in the form of a monetary charity. Whatever. Whatever we have given them. The time. A person cannot give sadaqah or cannot be generous with his wealth, then he can be generous with the time that Allah has given him. That time that Allah has given you is also from the rizq. That is a form of provision. If not the time, then the skill that Allah has given you. Through the skill, you assist somebody. Through your knowledge, through your profession. All these acts are acts of generosity. Today we have confined generosity and sadaqah to only one form of charity, and that is financial assistance for the needy. We move on to the fourth characteristic, attribute and quality of the muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who are the muttaqeen? The muttaqeen are those who have iman in whatever was revealed to you. Whatever was sent down to you, they have iman in that. Now let us just revise and recap the meaning of iman. We spoke of iman. Iman is to accept with complete certitude the statement made by someone out of your total trust and confidence in him. Right? So accepting it with full certitude. So iman, as we said previously, it signifies faith and certitude and not mere knowledge, not only knowledge. Right? Now we come to the aspect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they have this iman. The muttaqeen, they have this strong belief and they accept with certitude what was sent down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bima unzila ilayk, what was sent down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to the Quran and is referring to the ahadith, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because wahi did not only come in the form of the Quran. Wahi is of two types. We have al-wahi al-matlu, the wahi that is often recited by everyone, that is the Quran. That was one form of wahi. Another form of wahi that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the form of the ahadith, the prophetic traditions and sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, better known as the sunnah. That was also wahi. That was also revealed to him by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of this fact in Surah Al-Najm. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Allah says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never speaks out of his own whims and fancies. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى. Whatever he speaks is only a revelation from Allah. So whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had uttered was wahi, divine revelation from Allah azza wa jal. Now let's come back to iman bil Quran. Right, let's speak about iman bil Quran. We all seated here today, and every Muslim, every believer in Allah, alhamdulillah, we believe in the Quran. And that is what brings us here every night. Right? Our iman in the Quran, to listen to the Quran, being recited in the salah. That is iman bil Quran. But what else does it mean, iman bil Quran? To believe that the Quran is the word of Allah revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the first aspect. We all believe that. We all believe that the Quran is kalamullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the revelation of the Quran. Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The Quran is a revelation from the Rabb of al-alameen. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. Who carried down? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the responsibility of the transmission, the transmitting of the Quran, and the transportation of the Quran to the archangel, the best of all angels, al-ruh al-ameen. Subhanallah, Jibreel alayhi salam is given the title al-ameen, And who else held the title? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Amin, the most trustworthy and honest one in the heavens, Jibreel, he transported it and carried it down to the most trustworthy and honest Amin of the planet Earth, and that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was from one Amin to another Amin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the first destination of the Quran was that sublime and pure heart that no other human had. Ala qalbika. Onto the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the first aspect. And that, alhamdulillah, every Muslim believes in. That the Quran is the kalam of Allah. The second aspect with regards to iman bil Quran. We are discussing what does it mean to have iman in the Quran. So that's the first aspect. The second aspect is to wholeheartedly and fully accept and implement the injunctions of Quran. So one is, I believe the Quran is the kalam of Allah. But when it comes to the Quran's, point of view on riba, interest, do I wholeheartedly accept that? Riba, for example, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared riba, interest, usury as haram. Sometimes you find a person who says, okay, look, I believe the Quran is a revelation, but how do I survive without riba? Iman bil Quran means that I consider as haram whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as haram. And I will consider as halal whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared halal in the Quran. Sometimes, very often, in the event of distribution of inheritance amongst the heirs, you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predetermined the shares of every shareholder, the share of every heir. But you find that sometimes people say, well, you know what, that is in its place. What is in the Quran is its place, but my father left behind a will, I'm going by the will. Where is iman bil Quran? So one is iman, I believe it is the kalam of Allah. The second aspect with iman bil Quran is having true iman in the Quran is to fulfill the demands of the Quran. Every demand that the Quran makes upon me, that is to have iman in the Quran and not simply believing in the Quran as the kalamullah in theory, from a theoretical point of view, but practically having iman in the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.